Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Well, welcome, Kim, to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. We're so excited to have you and hear your journey.
I'm excited to be on. Ask me anything. Where do I start?
She's ready to go.
I'm ready.
and I love the comment that you said before we started, is that these are the kind of things that get you through, you know, listening to other people's stories and how important you felt that, you know, that when you were on the other side, that you had the opportunity to share, you know, to give back.
Absolutely. I mean, 6 years ago when my journey started, I don't think you guys were around, because I went crazy looking for anything positive or anything that could educate me on this. And so I don't know how recent your show is, but I'm so happy you guys are doing this, because it is so important. So important.
It really is.
I think we're going on the second year now, right?
I think so. We're close to it. Yeah. And it is. It's such a powerful thing to have for people to, you know, when they're in that dark place, laying in bed, wanting to give up hope, you know, all they have to do is listen. They don't have to do anything else but just close their eyes and listen to how somebody else has been through a journey just as bad as them, if not worse, and then listen and hear in their voice that they beat it, you know, and it's that hope that will give them, even if it's just one more day of battling the Lyme battle, it's one more day closer to being better. So we appreciate people like you that want to get back to the Lyme community and share their story with us, because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have a show.
and people like yourself would be looking all over the place and not finding. Yes.
My husband, I will search something until I know everything about it. I'm not easily swayed. I like to hear both sides of situations. And so when this journey brought me down, I would spend, it just became like an obsession. Like, I was like, what is this? Why does no one know how to treat this? Or if they know, why aren't people getting better from this? And then I don't even know how. I just, you know, my faith in God, I feel like he led me down this path to like find what real medicine is. Because a lot of people don't know. They think that Western medicine is real medicine. And I came to the realization that it's not. And they're hiding, they're suppressing what real medicine is. And so I just lost complete faith, like I was telling Tanya, in the Western medicine. I just found out the truth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something that people need to hear. It's important to ask questions. It's important to be curious. Don't take by face value what a doctor tells you. They don't know everything. And so I became Dr. Google. And I know they judge me. Every time I would go, they were like, oh, here you go. You went to Dr. Google. And I would just like listen. And then I started realizing you can find a lot on Dr. Google. And so just you have to be your advocate.
And that's the thing, is not allow you, because the doctors will belittle, you know, the information and the knowledge that you gain. And you shouldn't allow them to do that, because you need to be your advocate, and they are not going to spend the extra time when you come with complex disorders and complex, you know, symptom picture, they can't kind of write a script having you leave their office within 5 minutes. You know, they're not going to spend that extra time, so you have to do it for yourself. And don't feel bad when they say these kind of comments. You know, be proud that you've taken the time to try to learn what's going on in your own body.
Yeah. And it's hard with when you have Lyme, because we were born, we were raised, if we got sick, your parents took you to the doctor, they gave you some medicine, you got better, and you moved on with your life. And so we kind of respected that as just that's the way it was. And when you get sick with Lyme and you go to a doctor and you try to explain to them what's wrong with you, I can see how we will feel very intimidated by that doctor. We will think no matter what they're saying to us, it's got to be true. So either it's in my head, or you need to take this antidepressant, or, you know, whatever it may be, because most of us have the Lyme in our brain and it's affecting our judgment and how we perceive our level of ability to learn and to process things in our mind. We don't have that strength or that knowledge to know that we can really feel confident in what we're saying or believing. So if you have a doctor on the other side of you, you're going to be intimidated by them. And it's important not to be. And if you aren't with a doctor that you really believe is listening to you and that you can resonate with on every level, then you know what? I don't think that doctor's for you. And you need to move on and find one that you can resonate with. So.
Oh, yeah. I had a team of several doctors that I would go to and just like see which one would be able to guide me. And it's funny because when I first started on this journey, I was putting down all the symptoms I had, and it said Lyme disease. And I was like, Lyme disease? And then it said, oh, but you know, it's a short thing. Don't worry. Like it was like if you look on Google, it's like 3 weeks of antibiotics or whatever. And so I went to my primary doctor. And I was like, I'm feeling all these weird symptoms. Could it be Lyme disease or anything? He was like, let me give you the Western blot. Let's see what's happening. And he confirmed it. It came back positive. And he was like, you have it. Take these antibiotics. And I trusted him. He was like, you'll be fine after 3 weeks. So I took the course. And I felt great by the last couple of days of it. So maybe day 18. I was like, okay, I'm feeling better. Day 21. And I was like, okay, yes. I'm feeling better, because you feel like a monster inside. Like you feel a monster in your head moving around. Like I would, all types of weird vibrations, buzzing, all these crazy things you're feeling. I just remember one day waking up and it was just like vertigo and this loud, like a plane sound coming in. It was just the worst thing ever. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I'm good. It's true. I'm fine. And then a week later, everything came back like full force at that point. And I called my doctor and I was like, doctor, I'm feeling worse. Can I get more antibiotics? And he was like, oh no, that you got the course. You're just, you know, it's just residual things. You should get better. And I was like, but I feel like I'm getting worse. And so I believed him again. I was like, okay, let me just, maybe it's just me panicking. And so then I was like, I wasn't getting better. By like the fifth week, it was just getting worse and worse. Like I couldn't even focus at that point. The buzzing in my ears was so loud, like the vibrations through my back, my head, like all these crazy types of feelings in my chest. That was one of the worst feelings I had. I had like this weird vibration. I could only tell the doctors, I feel like I have a snake in my chest. Like I feel like I have this horrible thing in my chest. Is it my heart? I had like all types of heart exams, echocardiograms. They did the fourth one that they do up and down all over. Couldn't find anything. And so I was like, I need something. Like, I'm not getting better. What is this? And so he was like, I can't give you any more antibiotics. Like, you had 3 weeks. That's it. I couldn't find any other doctor who could give me antibiotics or give me any, which I thought antibiotics was the answer. I thought that it was. And so then I found this doctor up in Westchester that is I don't want to say his name because he was helpful, but he really, now that I've been through the journey, he really wasn't. He's like one of the famous ones, if you know who he is in Westchester, that he's like one of the leaders for the Lyme symposiums. And I was like, okay, he's going to be able to help me. And so I went to him. He prescribed me like this weird concoction of antibiotics again. And, you know, he himself was still learning about it. And he has all these years of experience. So I went on his protocol, which at that point I started to feel like one night I woke up and I had like these, like I could feel my skull cracking. I was like, what? Like, what is this? I was like, I was telling my husband, like, I feel something going into my head. And then I woke up and I was just floating. Like I could never feel like I could walk. I was just always floating, like I was rocking on a boat. And I had the worst tinnitus, vertigo. I was just like a complete mess, body aches. Like I couldn't even move my fingers. I started to start losing feeling in them. And I was like, doctor, I'm getting worse. And he was like, no, that means it's working. That's what he told me. He said, that means it's working. You're just having a Herxmeyer, whatever reaction. And I was like, okay, I guess the worse, the better. I don't know. And so I was just, at that point, I realized now, as I see what happened, I was getting worse. And so again, I started reaching. At that point, I was like, okay, these people don't, nobody knows what's happening here. So I just started researching, and I was just praying. I was like, God, I at that point I was a new mom. So I think I got Lyme disease from giving birth to my son. I was on blood thinners, and I think it thinned out my blood too much. So when I gave birth, I hemorrhaged. I lost about 80% of my blood. I was about to die. Like I saw Jesus. I'm like, I'm going to heaven. Wow. I'm gone. And I felt so much peace when I was going. I told my husband, I was like, I like, God is real. He's real. Cause I felt like I was going with him, and I felt so much peace. And I didn't understand it because I went through so much to have my son. All I wanted to do was see him. But at that moment where I was going, I felt so much peace. Fast forward, my husband was praying. He was like, you know, keep her here. I woke up and I made it through that moment. I was intubated. I had to be intubated. I was in the ICU. Finally, I made it through that. It was a few days in the hospital. And I woke up and I started to feel like weird, like something weird in my chest. And I kept telling the doctor, I feel weird. And he was like, no, it's just postpartum depression. You're fine. You know, just, you know, we'll put you on a machine. So they had me on while I was there. Couldn't see anything, but I kept feeling something like weird, like a rattling and that just intensified as I got sicker. And I feel like that was the beginning stages. But I was well enough to leave. A few days later, after I left the hospital, I developed a fever and a rash throughout my body. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is this? And so I went to the OBGYN, and they were like, you know, you had a lot of blood in you. Just take this course of antibiotics, and you'll be fine, which I did take it, and I did get better after the course. But then as, like, the weeks progressed, I started to feel aches in my, like, hip. Like, it locked. I remember walking, and my hip just locked. I couldn't walk. And I was like, this is so weird. And so my family was like, you know, you just gave birth. Maybe, you know, it's when, you know, you were pushing or whatever, you know, your body is just recalibrating or whatever it is. And I was like, okay, I'm new to this. So I had no idea. And then I started to feel like these weird pulsations throughout my body. And so the doctors just kept saying, you know, it's just, you know, you had a lot of blood. So your body's just adapting. And they just kept brushing it off until I full blown started developing all the symptoms I did in like September. So I gave birth in June, at the end of June. By September, this was just taking over my body.
And you think it was from the blood transfusion then that you got?
I believe, yeah, it was from the blood transfusion because I felt symptoms, but they were a lighter version. And because when you have a blood transfusion, they have you on antibiotics like every so often. You're just on it, laying in bed with antibiotics. So I don't think it was fully there, but I could feel something was happening in my body that was not good. I was like, this is weird. And as soon as I left, like 7 days after I left the hospital, I developed like that fever. Like I had the flu. I was like, what is this? And then I was researching, and they were like, these are symptoms of like, you know, it could be Lyme disease. And I had this rash all over my body that just appeared. So I was like, what is this? I had no idea, but I'm convinced it was from my blood transfusion.
It absolutely sounds like it is. And yeah. That I want to pause for just a second. And and just bring up something for the listeners to know and understand, and something that I struggle with all the time. It's something very close to my heart. I lost my brother when he was 22 to cardiomyopathy. And so he didn't get a heart transplant in time. So being a donor has always been something very important to me and my family. We're all donors. And, you know, you bring up that we think you got Lyme from a blood transfusion. Once you have Lyme, you are not okay to be a organ donor. And you are not okay to be a blood donor. And even though those are very, you know, hard things to accept, people that are listening right now, just know, you know, years down the road, you could be feeling amazing. You've beat Lyme. You're on the other side of it. But you need to always remember, do not donate blood and do not be an organ donor, because you can absolutely pass it on to, you know, somebody unsuspecting like you. So I just wanted to bring that up because it's an important point for people to be aware of. And especially in your case, because that's heartbreaking to get it that way. I mean, it's heartbreaking anyways, but to get it, you know, that way is just horrible to hear. So, yeah. Okay, continue your story.
No, I'm glad you bring that, because people don't know this. Like, every time I say my story, they're like, you got it through a blood transfusion? I said, yes. They don't test for it. They still don't. There's no, like, set test for it. People don't know that. Like, it's important that people do understand that you can get so many things through blood transfusion, you know. And, you know, going into the whole, you know, with the vaccinations and all of that, that's something I'm looking into right now too, because I'm hearing so many things that people are getting through the vaccinated blood, you know. Mm-hmm. And so these are things that we need to be aware of, you know. I was listening to one embalmer through Z Media, you know, I follow everything. And he was talking about, I don't know if you've heard of her, but, she had an embalmer on. He's like finding all these different clots and things. And one person passed away, and he was like, they just had like a blood transfusion. So they believe that's how they ended up getting all these things. But that's a whole nother story.
Right.
So we'll go back into where I was at. So I was researching and just praying and like really going through my own spiritual battle. Like, God, why? What's happening? You saved me. You're a good God. Why did you bring me back to suffer? And just going through my own internal battle and why this all happened. Where now I know why it all happened. And I believe it was to prepare for this season of the pandemic, because had I not known about Western medicine, I probably would have gotten every single vaccine because I believed in it. And I probably would have passed from that, because I know that my body cannot tolerate all these toxins. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, every time we go through a journey, just think about why you're going through it.
There's a reason for it. Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lesson for us to learn.
Not just like a victim, mm-hmm, but, you know, be a victor through it. And so that's one of the things that I've taken away. Like, I'm like, if I didn't know, I would trust everything.
Yeah.
And so I started researching and just like, where, what, who? And I found this doctor here in New York. I found several doctors. I went to so many doctors, but he has a long wait list. And so the doctor in Long Island, he has a long wait list. And so while I was waiting to get to him, I was doing several different things, which none really helped until I found him. And he told me pretty much, like, listen, I don't do antibiotics. So if you want to come with me, you can. It is your choice. But you have to get rid of all of those antibiotics, all those medications. At this point, I was on so many other medications just to kind of be living. Mm-hmm. And so I prayed on it, because I spoke to the other doctor who was giving them to me. And she was a great doctor. I found a doctor who was seeing me remotely in Michigan. And so I asked her, what do you think? And she said, you know what, Kim? I've given you as much as you can. If you feel that this is your next path, then do it.
Yeah.
And so she said, leave everything that you've taken and see what this doctor offers you. And we'll see how it goes. And I prayed again, like, okay, God, what do I do? And I just stopped taking all those medications. And went for the doctor's protocol. And, you know, it's not a quick fix. I think it took me about a year and a half to finally feel normal again. But I feel like I got my life back. And, you know, I've heard you guys talk. It's all about your energy. It's all about your mindset. And it's so about that. That's one thing I want to get out to everyone who's struggling with Lyme right now. It is your mindset. Believe you will heal. And I'm telling you, you will heal. Whatever protocol you decide, that's the right protocol for you. Go for it. Go full into it. Stay positive. Stay prayerful. It will work. I've known so many Lyme patients throughout, and like the ones that stay positive, those are the ones that make it. The ones that are negative and they become their own prison warden, those are the ones that do not make it. Those are the ones that are still struggling. Those are the ones that are just kept in that negativity that they won't heal. You know, and that, and I was like, I need to make sure to let people know there is healing to this. You will make it through. But stay in that positive mindset. It's all about your energy. It's all about how you feel. Just have a little faith. That's all it takes. Just have a little faith, and it will get you through.
Like I at one point,
Yes, have faith.
That's what I would always say, because there was one point where I couldn't even walk. I woke up one morning and I was in so much pain I couldn't walk. I just needed help to even use the bathroom. I don't know what happened in my body, but I was still going through the Lyme disease and this is before I went to my doctor in Long Island, and I just couldn't walk anymore. I couldn't take a shower. I was just like in complete pain. I couldn't even like move my fingers. And it was just me and God, like at that point. And I was just like, I'm going to have, even if it's this much faith, Father, I'm going to trust you. You're going to get me through. And, you know, little by little, I started healing, and until I finally made it to see Dr. Schultz, which he believes in God, which that convinced me, because, you know, unfortunately, you have to pay out of pocket for all these treatments. They're not cheap. And so it was like, don't think about the money. Think that this is going to get you through. And I think that's what boggles a lot of people down too, because it's like, financially, I can't do it. You know, and I wasn't financially well, but I was praying and I was like, God, how are you going to provide? I went to my pastor and he was like, just have faith. God will provide. That year, we got the biggest tax refund that we ever have gotten, which helped pay. And we were just, because I had gone to this doctor in Westchester, he reimburses through insurance, but it takes a while. I was getting those checks in too. And so a lot of that got me through. And I was like, you know what? You're going to provide. You, I know you will. And that was enough to get me through that round of treatment. And you know, and I was like, wow, like just things are falling into place finally. But it wasn't easy at all. Like I can say it now with a smile on my face. And I remember I was always a smiling person, and I was like, wow, I'm losing my smile. Like I can't even smile anymore. And now I'm just like, my friends tell me, you're always happy. Why are you always happy? And I'm like, because God is good.
Yeah.
You know, he's good. So even when it's bad, he's good. So.
And that right there, what you just said, is what a lot of people struggle with. You know, you praise him. You do all the right things. You know he's going to provide for you. But then why do we get sick? Why do we get Lyme? And you tend to lose that faith and that hope. And, you know, it's hard going through this journey, and mindset plays such a huge role in getting better. But there are going to be days when you're going to have a bad day, and you're going to cry, and you're going to lay in bed, and it's going to be a pity party for you. And that's okay. That is absolutely okay. You're human. But you know what? Tomorrow, wake up with a new attitude. It's okay to have those bad days, but you got to pick yourself up, wipe yourself off, and keep fighting, and have that faith to get better. Yeah, absolutely.
Fight that fear. I think my biggest thing while I was healing was I would have those good days, and then I would have a horrible day, and I would say, oh my gosh, is it back? Like, yeah. Am I sick again? Did it not work? And I would just cry all night and I'd be like, you know, am I going to get better? And then those days started getting fewer in between. And then I would be like, I haven't been sick in like a month now. Wow. Okay. And then it started getting farther in between. And I remember I always would say there was this group. I think that's where you found me, right, Tanya?
It was probably on one of the Facebook groups. Yes.
And so I was like, I couldn't wait until it was my turn to post. And I would always say, I'm not going to post until I'm positive that I'm better. Because I don't want to give anyone false hope, but I'm going to get there. And so I remember just like every month that I would get better. And I was like, I think I'm ready. I think I'm almost ready. And then, because what I don't want is to, you know, spread something that isn't going to work. And people, like for me, it was one shot. Dr. Schultz was my one shot, right? I didn't have money for anything else. So I was like, if I'm going to promote something, it's going to be something that I know it's going to work because I know we only have one shot at this, right? And so I was like, okay, when I know for sure, I'm going to spread it. And then I remember just getting to a point where I was like, it's been a good 6 months where I haven't felt any symptoms. And if I did feel something, it was like 15 minutes throughout a day where I felt like a little something in my head, lightheaded, but then I was fine. And I was just enjoying life again. I was just doing everything with my, now you can't see me at home. I'm never home. I'm just like, because to me, home, being in bed is being sick.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to be in bed. I take my son everywhere. We went to laser tag this weekend, Bronx Zoo, adventure. Like, I'm like, we're doing something every single day. I'm dragging you guys everywhere. I have energy. God has given me energy. We're going. We're out of here. And so that's like, I'm like, I want to just, when I'm there. And so when I got to that point, I was like, it's time.
Spread the word.
And I just sat there. And I knew I was going to get overwhelmed with like 100 emails. And I was like, that was another thing. Because I was like, okay, everyone's going to be like, what did you do? What did, you know, give me a. And so I tried to be as thorough, but still people weren't happy. But I was like, it's that he, every protocol he does is different to everyone. And so everyone's like, what did they put in it? What? And, you know, I understand because you lose trust. You're like, who's really saying the truth? Who's, you know, who's just here selling something? Or, you know, which one is really going to work? So they were giving me all these. I was like, I don't know what he puts in his stuff. Like, I don't know what's in the detox. I don't know what's in the Lyme treatment. I just know that it worked. And here I am. And I wanted to spread that to you. And so, you know, I just kept. And I get people who text me and I'll share their information. I've sent a few people to him. But, you know, he's like a one-stop shop. Before him, I had one doctor, a chiropractor, one doctor for something else, one doctor for something else, one doctor. And I felt like I was my own caretaker because, like, doctor, could you try this now? Could you try that? When I go to him, I'm just like, I just feel so much trust. Like, okay, whatever he's going to give me, I know it's for me. And I don't have to do all this research. I could finally breathe that I found a doctor that knows what he's doing.
And how does he evaluate what to give you?
Okay, so you guys got to trust it. Because when I tell people, they don't believe it. But it works. He takes a drop of your blood. I think it's called, he does something called BAH on it, on the blood. But he takes one drop of blood. And from there, he figures out what is your course of treatment. But he's been so accurate, and doctors, he can even figure out if there's something going on as far as your oral health, which I want to emphasize for anyone who has Lyme, oral health is extremely important.
Yes.
Coconut pulling, make sure you're flossing, make sure you're, and it's nothing big, but I feel like coconut pulling has been like super important for me. Because we do have all that bacteria that accumulates and then your gut health, you know, it's all related. Mm-hmm. And so for anyone listening, make sure you get some good coconut oil to pull, you know, every day. I put a couple of drops of oregano oil and that's like a part of my routine. I feel like that has been like super important in my routine with staying healthy. But he once, not once, but a couple of times, he's like, Kim, you have a cracking your tooth, number 19. He just got this from my blood. And so I'm like, what, doc? Okay, he's like, go to your dentist, tell him to, you know, go check it out. You need to get your tooth filled. And so I would go to my dentist and I would ask him, he would be like, well, how do you know that you need to get your tooth filled in number 19? And I was like, this is what my Lyme doctor told me. And he was like, my doctor, Dr. Andrews from Glendale. He's like, I don't believe you. He's like, what? And he's like, how does he know? And I'm like, he takes a drop of blood and he told me. And he's just like, okay, that's just pure baloney. Like, don't believe
right,
that. Stop going to that doctor. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And I'm like, well, I've been going to him for now. Pretty much he's the only doctor I go to, and he knows exactly what he's talking about. So he would do the x-ray, and he's like, how did you know? I was like, I told you, my doctor. Yeah. And indeed, I had a crack in number 9. But that's not the only time. He's like done it several times. Because wow. when he checks your blood, he...
So he takes a drop of blood, and then he must analyze it under a microscope? Or what does he do?
I can't even tell you. He has this treatment that he does with the blood. He does it through something called ACMOS also. But I can't really even get into details. I just know that once he gives me the results, he gives it to me in this, you know, he gives you a file of what's going on and he gives you the report of what he found.
Okay,
I don't even ask questions.
Very interesting, and I can completely relate, because once I found Dr. Carlfelt, like, he's my, as you call it, the one-stop shop. You know, even if something comes up in my life that is not Lyme-related, I go to him. I don't need to go to a doctor, a Western medicine doctor, to get an antibiotic for something. I can go to him. And he does muscle testing in his office, which I think is the most incredible invention. Probably not an invention. That's not the right word. It's the most incredible thing I've ever come across. You go in there. He can muscle test you for so many different things, tell you what you're low on, tell you what's going on, and tell you why you're feeling the way that you're feeling. Give you some supplements, some natural herbs, some tinctures. Go home and voila. It's amazing. It's so amazing. You know, so I do, when I first met him several years ago and I was not familiar with muscle testing, I went into his office. I was in a new state. I had to relocate and I needed to find a Lyme doctor because I thought my Lyme had come back. Went in there, he muscle tested me, and I just thought, this guy is some kind of voodoo doctor. I don't know how I found him. And when I left after spending I don't know how much on my supplements and my office visit, I called my mom and I said, you know what? I think I just got took. I just went into this appointment. This guy is off his rocker. He did this weird muscle testing on me and said, you need all these supplements. He goes, I said, I already went ahead and paid for it. I said, so I'll go ahead and take them, but I have zero faith in getting better. And you know what? I have 100% faith every time I walk through his doors that he's going to find what my issue is and he's going to solve it. So I absolutely can relate to you. We have our one-stop shop doctor now.
Yep, I agree with you. Anything I have, like, I'll go and see like a regular doctor and they're usually like, oh, you have to get this test or you have to get that. And I'm like, okay, thank you so much. And then I'll go to my doctor and he's like, okay, this is what you have. Boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, oh, and I wouldn't tell him anything. I literally will not say anything to him. I'm just like, I'm not feeling well. Could you
like tell me what's wrong with me? Yeah,
yes.
That's incredible.
And he's like, yeah, he's like, yeah, you're developing this, take that, take these herbs, you'll be fine. And then done. And I'm like, you see?
Absolutely. So each one of our podcasts, we have a title too. And in your title, I'm going to ask you to share your doctor's name so that the listeners that are listening to this and they're curious as to what type of protocol, what he does with this drop of blood, they have an avenue to reach out to. So hopefully you're okay with doing that.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just nervous, especially in this day and age with the doctors, my little guy. But I will definitely share him. I'm assuming, you know, it's a Lyme community, so.
Absolutely. We're all in it for the right reasons, right? Well, gosh, Kim, I'm so glad you found that one shop doctor like I did.
Yes, where is your doctor at? Where's your doctor?
He is in Boise, Idaho.
Okay, you're in Idaho.
Yes, yes. So it's Dr. Carl Felt with the Carl Felt Center in Boise, Idaho. Well, technically Meridian, Idaho, but yes, Boise, Idaho. So yes, he's, you know, he's amazing. He does telemed with a lot of people as well. So that's nice for people that are not in the local area. But I want to thank you for sharing your journey, for being vulnerable to, you know, talk about the things that aren't always so fun to talk about and they're hard to talk about. But I think it's important for the listeners to be able to kind of jump into our mind and live through what we lived through so that they can really relate and resonate with what we're saying. And just know, you know, keep that faith and stay positive. Mindset is so important. And they can get through this journey. They just have to put in the effort and do it, and it'll happen.
One day at a time.
One day at a time. And also, when you see those small victories that you accomplish, you need to reward yourself for those because they don't come very often at first. And then, like you said, more and more days went before you felt sick. So it's those little victories that are going to end up with a big victory at the end.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Kim.
The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt.